Open the door and step inside to a world of practical magic, where we blend the mystical and mundane worlds of the everyday witch. Presented by Wise Woman Witchery and hosted by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Witch Next Door. I'm Emily.
And I'm Veronica.
And we are bringing you some juicy self-love vibes today.
Love, 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 love.
Love, love, love. You know, because that silly Hallmark holiday, Valentine's Day, is tomorrow.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is really, so when we were talking about doing some spell work, like sharing some spell work. And Emily said, well, pick a spell. What spell do you want to share? This was weeks ago, honestly. And weeks ago. And what just popped into my head, because I'm just like, what am I working with? So immediately, typically, I think I want to do a spell when like something will come up and I'll be like, I'll do a spell around that. So to come to be like, let's like just bring a spell forward is like an unusual thing. So I'm like, I'm going to bring a spell forward and it's going to be around what I want to work on for myself. So this is a real spell in real time. Like this is a spell I'm going to do and that I want to do for myself. And if you would like to do this spell, amazing. Like it's just a suggestion. There's so many amazing things you can tweak. You know, it's just like a little framework. It's a framework. You know, you can tweak it, add your own things. But I want more self-love. Like, I have that critic inside me. I think we all do. But like,
oh, not me. Just kidding.
Did you have a name for your inner critic, Emily? Does she have a name?
Yeah, Mega Bitch from Hell. I don't know.
Shut the hell up. That's her name. Shut the hell up.
Please shut the hell up now. Bitch. Just kidding. That's not nice. And I shouldn't say that. But my inner critic is so mean. She's so mean.
She's cruel, dude. I think I told my therapist, like, she's the drop kicking bully. That's what it felt like.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Kicking you on the ground and you're down and she's kicking you in the stomach and you're like, I'm down. I'm good. You know, you've got me toast and she's kicking
in the head. You can stop. I'm tapping out now. You win.
What can we do with our inner critic? Of course, we can listen to her and we can, like, you know, do a lot of things around that. But also what we can do is, like, increase our self-love. Like, things that I do love about myself. Like, how about we just put some... Let's just put some positivity on that. Emily's like, oh my God.
I'm just laughing because Veronica's always positive. She can find positive in pretty much anything.
I try.
I don't even think you try. I think it just happens and then it's just happening.
Well, one thing is like laughter.
Yes.
Like you just got to laugh at it too. And then that kind of switches the energy around it, you know, kind of dulls it out a bit. Yes. Not so harsh. So self-love, that's what we're going to talk about. This is the spell of self-love.
And before you say this, I just want to say that I think where you were going with that when you first started and talking about, I think the thing that didn't get said, we were heading toward was tomorrow is Valentine's Day, right? So this is being released on Tuesday the 13th. And when Veronica came up with this spell and to share this spell.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is where you were going, right?
Circle back around. Thank you. Yes, that's where I was going.
So my job is that she had no idea this was going to be aired on the 13th of February. And so it just happens to be that she's super psychic and the universe just provided this platform to make it all come together. And so here we are on the 13th of February talking about self-love. Mm-hmm. And we are offering you this opportunity to do a self-love spell in honor of your sacred, freaking, amazing, badass self.
Yeah. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
So I'll start with things you may want for this spell.
Okay. Great. Good place to start. What do we need?
Okay. Great. You may want a mirror. And that actually is a crucial part. You do need a mirror. You will need it. Not just want. You may want it. You need a mirror.
Do you need a mirror for this spell?
You need a mirror. Okay. You're gonna need a piece of paper, a pen to write with. Okay.
Yes.
Also some lovely things you might want. Rose petals. Mm. We're gonna set some ambience. Okay.
Okay.
Rose quartz. You might feel where I'm going with this. A little rosy. Rose, yes. So rose is a plant, a beautiful plant, not only energetically, but also medicinally. Rose is anti-inflammatory. Wow. You're just really feeling this, Emily. Emily is really having a hard time with this.
I feel like I'm decompensating, but it's fine. It's fine. I'm just tired. No, but you just made me laugh because you're like, rose is a plant. I'm like, really? Is it? It is. Rose is a plant.
It is a beautiful
plant. And it has anti-inflammatory properties.
Yeah, thank you. Back on track. Okay. Anti-inflammatory properties. So here's the thing. Like, it's known for, you know, oh, this is the plant of love. So you can use it as that, as such. You can also use it for an anti-inflammatory. So like, my heart's inflamed. Like,
That's a nice correlation.
Let's cool this down a little bit. Let's just like, oh, lovely. And actually, I have rose water. Emily holds up her rose water. Rose water. You could bring some of that rose water to this beautiful spell.
Highly recommend. Smells amazing.
Another part of the plant is rose hips used as well. So you could make yourself a rose hip tea or a rose tea. Okay.
Or you could get the Tulsi Rose Tea. Yes. I can't remember who makes it, but oh my gosh, it's so delicious.
It's delicious. Yes.
Yeah. And very soothing.
That actually is the tea that I usually drink is the Tulsi Rose Tea. It's delicious. So I would recommend you to make a cup of tea for this ritual as well and have that ready for a point that you will drink it. And then some sort of, I said rose water, but you could use also rose oil or any anointing oil that you could put on your body. So those are the couple things that you would need. So you're going to make your tea and grab your items. Okay.
So let's back up again, just to go down the list really quick. We're talking about making some tea. We definitely need a mirror. We need a pen and paper. And then if you want to set the stage for yourself, which is recommended, you might want some roses or rose petals, some rose quartz, some rose oil or rose water, and anything else that just makes you feel really decadent. Maybe some clothing that feels lovely against your skin, right? Yes. Set the stage for yourself.
Exactly. Because you all, like, I typically build an altar when I do a spell. And it can be anything as quick as like, I'm lighting just a candle. It could be a candle and just maybe a rose or some petals. It doesn't have to be ornate. But you know, setting the space really adds to it. You know, like I'm going to do something here that's important and I'm worth it too. Like setting this time aside for yourself.
And also, just as a side note, the moon will be growing at this time. So it's going to be waxing. So it's a really cool thing just to keep kind of as you track the lunar cycle. Keep in mind, you're calling in or working with self-love. So that growing of the moon can help you grow this energy in this spell.
Lovely. Thank you for checking sure. that out, Emily. Sure. Adding no that extra energy there, the moon energy, little, which is lovely.
A little extra oof.
Yes. And yeah. it's feminine energy and gentle. And it's, it's a good addition there. So we'll start our circle. So we've got our items. We've got our tea. You set an altar, most likely. So typically we cast a circle. So you want to cast a circle, a protective circle around you. You want to call in the elements. Maybe you want to use some smoke cleansing. Maybe you just want to use spray. So we're setting, calling in our directions, and we're casting our circle.
And for those of you who might not know, if you're like, but how do you cast a circle? How do you call in the directions? You know, casting a circle can be as simple as imagining a circle around you. This doesn't have to be a giant elaborate ceremony. It can be. You know, there's lots of so many ways to cast circles, but just if you want to go simple here and you're like, I don't even know how to cast a circle, you can just sit and imagine a sphere of light and energy around you, a protective sphere around you. And when we talk about calling in the directions, we're talking about turning to the four directions and calling in east and air into the space to hold down that area of that quadrant of your circle. And then we're moving through east air, south fire, west water, north earth, and then center spirit. So just, and you don't even have to be elaborate about it. You don't even have to speak it aloud. You can just imagine those different energies in those different spaces in the quadrants of your circle.
Nice. So, thank you, Emily.
You are welcome, Veronica.
And then grounding also is something that people will do.
Before they do all those other things.
So typically we would like cleanse, whether it was a spray or smoke, and then you ground, and then you cast your circle, and you call in your directions, and then we start the ritual. And in this case, it would be our spell. Mm-hmm. So here you might light your candle when you call in fire, or you might light your candle now. And you're going to use your paper and your pencil, and you're going to write something, five things. You're going to write five things that you love about yourself.
Yes.
Just five. Now, if it's really so hard to find five, you could do three. You know, no one's saying that.
You can find five things that you love about yourself. I want you to hear my voice right now. There are more than five things that are amazing about you. So I know that you can find at least five things that you love about yourself.
Yes. Yes. And now this might be the more excruciating part of the ritual. For some people who really struggle with self-love, you know, like,
yes.
Okay, so you've got your five things. So now you're going to have your mirror and you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and you're going to say each one of these things three times. Yourself as you're looking
in your eyes.
Yeah. Like, I love my sense of humor. That's what I would be staring at myself. And I love my sense of humor.
I love your sense of humor too.
I love my sense of humor.
I think that was four times. But okay, you know,
so many times,
you can say it as many times as you need to. Yeah. Three is the minimum.
Three is the minimal magical number. And then in between these things, you can anoint yourself. Like if you have that rose oil, you can anoint yourself. This is just like really about like taking that in, embodying it. This is true about me. I love this aspect of myself. Like just really like putting that into you. And so the anointing in between each quality that you are, you know, celebrating about yourself. It's just a way of just like grounding yourself down into that. Like this is all the beautiful things that make up who you are and celebrating that. So that's good, really the bulk of it. So it's going to take you a little bit of time because you're five things and you're going to go in between and you're going to anoint yourself. And then you have your tea and you're going to drink your tea and you're going to just feel how much you love yourself and like imagine. So as you're drinking this tea, so this tea has been sitting on your altar, okay, and has been absorbing all this beautiful energy and all this positivity that you have been speaking. And so it is really infused, really. You've just infused your tea brew with all this beautiful positive energy that you have and love and you know about yourself, and you're going to drink it. And you're going to really feel that. And you can, like, I love to like close my eyes as I'm drinking and just like feel the, like, if the tea, like the warmth radiate like through my body as just like, this is warm love that I'm bathing myself into. And just like allowing that to just like percolate and just like, and if you want to, you can say the things again as you're drinking, you know, to like kind of like a chant through. Yeah. And then you're going to just, you're going to go the opposite when you open up the circle. So you want to explain, Emily, how you do opposites as we open?
Yeah. So you would start where you ended. So you're going to say goodbye to center and think spirit, and then move to north and to earth, and then back to west and water and south and fire and east and air, and just release all of those energies from your space. And then imagine your sphere of light or whatever it is that you imagined as your circle dissipating and opening and moving away, so that any energy you've generated during this time can then move out into the universe and you are not carrying it around. Because when we don't release our circle, we can end up with a headache and feeling kind of funky. And the energy that we have just stirred up gets sort of stuck, and we want it to flow. Another thing I just want to mention here is, well, two things I want to mention. One is that this is a spell, right? And when we do a spell, we don't necessarily have to cast a circle. You know, you could just sit down and do this, but there is the added element for me. I know when I cast a circle, I drop down into a deeper level of meditation, and I feel like the work that I do there then becomes deeper because of it. So there's that. Actually, there's three things I was going to say. The next one is Veronica mentioned an altar and creating an altar. Now, this doesn't have to be fancy. You could just take those items that Veronica was talking about and set them in front of you. And that then becomes your altar. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, I don't have an altar. I don't know how to do that. You can just set those items out, and that becomes the space. That's it. That's what we're talking about. And then the last piece is we were talking, you know, Veronica said you don't need to have an oil or a spray or anything like that. So if you were going to do this ritual and you were not going to anoint yourself, what you might do is place your hands over your heart in between and feel the beating of your heart and feel that your touch, you know, the experience of your touch on your skin, on the pressure, on your body, so that you can really connect with your sacred self here during this ceremony slash spell that you are casting. So
thank you for that. Yeah.
And if I were doing this, I probably would wrap it up before I opened my circle, saying something about like how much I love myself. Not just I love each of these things, but I love all of these things about me. And I, you know, just acknowledging the way that I feel when my critic isn't screaming at me.
And the wholeness that you feel.
Wholeness, like, yeah, yes.
Yeah, that's, I love that.
I have a friend who I used to have this mantra or affirmation, and it was, what was it? I am whole and perfect exactly as I am. Everything about me is right. And I feel like that could be a really good addition.
That could be, yeah, that would be, I mean, you could say that like over and over again.
Mm-hmm. That too, or even just at the end. Yep. Like to collect all the things that you just acknowledge that are amazing and beautiful and that you love about yourself, and wrap them up in a bow.
And I also want to say, like, maybe you don't love yourself, and maybe this is a stretch and you're like, ugh. And maybe this is just one step, you know, that you need to take, or that can help you on your way of accepting yourself. Uh-huh. Maybe love is like a big step, too big, a step too big. Maybe acceptance is where you're at, and you need to just maybe take a moment and accept yourself for who you are, and that there are beautiful qualities about you. So I think, so everybody's in a different place in how they feel about, you know, themselves, and
totally
just, you know, do what feels good for you and what helps you feel, you know, good about who you are.
Absolutely. And to remember, it doesn't have to be, you know, when we talk about, oh, I, you know, I love myself. If you're like, if it is a stretch, if you're having a hard time, it could be something like, I love the way my fingernails are shaped. Like, you can get, I'm yeah. serious. Yeah. Like, it can be a really small thing. It can be mm-hmm. like, I love how I am kind. I love how I love people, you know? I love that extra green speck of color in my eyeball. Like, you can be, it can be very, very simple, and don't feel like, oh, I have to find all these ways to totally love myself. Start small. If it's mm-hmm. hard, start small. You know? That's what I want to say.
I also like to sometimes trick myself, and like, maybe there's something I struggle with about myself, and I flip it and I say that I love it.
Uh-huh. Nice.
You know?
Yes.
Like, maybe I don't love my sense of humor, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I think I'm inappropriate with my laughter. Emily's like laughing. It's true. Like, I sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I should not be laughing right now, and I'm really uncomfortable, and that's why I'm laughing. That's just what totally. I do.
I just so did that today.
Yeah, it's like, ha, 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 ha. Why am I laughing?
Yeah,
that's weird. Like, you know. But like,
that's,
I don't know,
weird.
That is weird. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm outside my body. Yeah. So that's something to experiment too with, of like taking a quality and like flipping it and being like, oh, maybe what if I threw some self-love around that quality that I'm like, oh, I don't like that piece of me, or maybe I struggle with that part of me. So
yeah, totally.
Have fun with it.
Thank you so much for this beautiful spell.
Yes, I hope everyone or somebody out there finds use for it, and not everybody, but
not somebody. Everybody. Well, if everybody, that'd be great. But at least somebody.
Imagine? Oh, yeah, somebody. That would be absolutely amazing, and I hope you all, dive into this the heartful place. And you know, but Valentine's Day can mean all kinds of different things or nothing at all, and just like dive into the heart place, because I like to do that frequently. So.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you, Veronica. And, you know, everybody, until next time, keep it magical.
Hey there, friends. Emily here from Wise Woman Witchery. If you like what you hear on The Witch Next Door, I invite you to support us. You can do that by rating, reviewing, liking, following, what else? Whatever else it is that you do on the platform you like to listen to podcasts on. By doing these things, it actually helps other people find us. And in that way, helps us spread the magic. So I appreciate you taking the time to do that. And thanks for being a listener.
Thank you for joining us on The Witch Next Door. Join us next week as we explore more ways to make every day more magical. Can't wait? Visit wisewomanwitchery.com or follow Wise Woman Witchery on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date on all current offerings and be a part of the tribe. All episodes are created by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis. Music written and performed by Jean Cornelius.